Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've been looking forward to catching up with Brad Guzan from Atlanta United for a while. He is our 404 day interview brought to you by Verizon. Brad, how are you?
Hey,
what's happening, guys? I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. Looking forward to the game this weekend, of course. Had a great time watching the comeback last weekend. I want to know, did they give you your assist yet? Or, like, who do we need to call about this?
We got the paper ready.
That's what I'm saying. I've been trying to put it through to a couple of different people at the club, and I've got no idea if it's been updated or not, but it certainly should be, you know?
We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
I mean, you passed it to him.
I tweeted it out. I said, what an assist.
Yeah.
And then That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, honestly. That doesn't happen often. So when it does, you gotta show the love.
I agree.
Brad, we got the chance to see you a few weeks ago while we were up there at training and everything and talk to you. And because, you know, every team is different. You know, even though the personnel might be the same, but every team is different. How is this team, and it's still early, different from any of those other teams?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I think first and foremost, right, you look at our attack and you look at the players that we added in the summer, in the offseason, and you know, we're trying to have them clicking on all cylinders, and I think we're still trying to find that chemistry, that balance. But with that being said, I think the last 30 minutes of the last game, I think kind of shows, like, what our potential is and what we can do when we are clicking, and our goal is to now be able to do that for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, just about the way the game ended. Like, you know, you're never going to give up, but to stick with that game and come back and get the 3 points, can you project that out? Like, is that a big picture representation to you of what the group is made of?
Well, I think it sends a couple different messages, right? I think the first message, the fact that, you know, we didn't chuck the towel in and we continued to fight and probe and get on the ball and be forward thinking with the ball, and ultimately get some goals back and then ultimately go on to win the game. I think that's a huge message. You know, we've not done that, I think, outside of one game, the history of the club. And so that's a huge positive. And then on top of that, just the belief within the group, right? To be resilient, to be hardworking, to be difficult to play against, because we gifted them goals, right? It's not that they cut us open. We made mistakes that gifted them goals. And listen, at this level, you get punished for that, of course. But, you know, it's not like we were played through and just kind of rolled over a little bit, if that makes sense.
Brad, it's 404 day, and obviously you're our special guest. And I wanted to get your thought process on how has it been since you've been here in Atlanta. I know your Illinois guy went to South Carolina, so you know about the South. But what, I mean, when you get the call to initially about this team here in Atlanta in 404, and you come here to be one of the original pieces to it, how is the, you know, the growth of this game, how has it been going here in this city since you've been here?
It's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. I don't think anybody predicted what has been Atlanta United since 17. And so to have the support, to have the success, And listen, there's obviously been some lows along that journey, but that comes with any professional sports team, and it's how you bounce back from those moments. And for us, it's been phenomenal in terms of being here in this city. You know, it's a place that my family and I call home now, and you know, my kids love it. We love it. And so especially grateful just for all the support that is shown towards the club and towards the team.
Outside of Atlanta United, because I think that's probably the obvious answer, who are you and your kids the biggest fan of from a sports perspective, team-wise, player-wise, in the city?
They love going to all the different events, right? I mean, listen, during the football season, you know, my five-year-old boy, he played flag football for the first time, so he's asking about tackle football. Whoa. So during football season, it's all about the Falcons. All my kids play softball and baseball, so obviously the Braves have just started back up, and you know, for the first time I took you know, my oldest, we went to a Hawks game a couple weeks ago, and so you know, it's they're sports hungry, they love it all, and that's the beauty about Atlanta, right? It's you've got all the sports here that you can imagine, and you're able to get a taste of all of it throughout the different seasons.
All right, now you're one of the, like, because we talk about bringing championships to city. You obviously brought one here. We know the Braves have brought one here. They're in a rough patch right now, Brad. Yeah, they're in a rough time. Right
off
now.
To a tough start.
Off to a tough start.
They're off to a tough start.
Like that. If you could give them any advice, I mean, we didn't play it, but you're, like I said, you're in this thing, you're in this culture. What do you talk to our Braves about as they get ready for the home opener tonight?
I mean, listen, first of all, the home opener, right? You only get one of those, right?
Right.
Per season. And so it's a special night, and you could hopefully use tonight to kickstart the season, right? And say, right, we're gonna put the past week behind us, and we're gonna move on, and we're gonna use tonight to be the start of it, and we're gonna get going. With that being said, you know, you go back to your principles, you go back to what got you to this level, and you keep on fighting, man. It's, you know, no season is perfect. Even the greatest seasons in the history of sports they're not perfect. And so you've got to be able to deal with adversity, and I know those guys can certainly do it.
I think let's just clip that right there and send it over there. Play that for them pregame. I think they're fired up. Hey, speaking of fans, let me ask you this, because you know, one of the great things about the Atlanta United supporters and just like soccer supporters in general is some of the creativity that comes along with cheers. Like, you've played in a lot of different places in front of a lot of different fan bases, and it has to be FCC friendly, obviously, because we're on the radio. But do you have a favorite Brad Guzan cheer that you've heard from supporters along the way somewhere?
I mean, I think I've gotta go with our supporters in terms of the chant that they've come up for myself, and in terms of he's big, he's bald, and then I'll let you guys finish it off.
He's a little wall.
Yeah, exactly. When you hear your name being chanted, man, there's nothing like that. There's, you know, the support that we get, you know, not only as individuals but collectively as a team and as a group. You know, it drives you on. It represents more than just the shirt, right? It's not just a shirt that you're wearing. It's not just a badge. You're representing an entire fan base. You're representing an entire city. And, you know, for me, that part is extremely special.
All right, Brad. So me and Andy did a favor for me now, because we don't have a beer like Dukes and Bell. You love their beer. They got the spike. Do the golden spike. Me and Andy, I mean, we got some stuff. My man's going to the Masters this week. So if you need a towel.
Yeah, I'll get you a hat.
We got it. You got to put in a good word.
Love that.
Put a good word in for me and Andy to be able to nail this golden spike in. That's all we want to do.
Hey, I'm not saying I can promise it, but I know a few people and I'm gonna have a few conversations. But the outlet looks good, so just make sure you're ready. All right, I know that sledgehammer's quite heavy, so we gotta make sure we're ready to.
We've been
to
practicing.
Hold on to it.
We've been doing, you know, people like hit the big tire with a hammer. Really? We've been doing that.
Yeah, perfect.
We've been doing CrossFit and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for the time today. Thanks for having a little fun with us as well on 404 Day. Good luck this.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
this weekend.
Appreciate you, Goose.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one, all right?
Brad Guzan there, the keeper for Atlanta United. He's big. He's bald. He's a you know the rest. Yeah. I love that that's the one that he picked as well because it is really, really good. That was our 404 Day interview brought to you by Verizon.